May the Lord help us to commence our service this evening with hymn 1016. God of my life, thy gracious power, through varied deaths my soul has led, oft turned aside the fatal hour, or lifted up my sinking head. Hymn 1016.
Let us read the word of God. May the Lord help us. The first portion, the book of Daniel, chapter 12, and also reading, friends, in Paul's epistle to the Colossians, chapter 2. Daniel, chapter 12. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man, clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth for ever, that it shall be for a time, times and an half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I to, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. And he shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination which maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth, and cometh to the 1,305 days. But go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. May the Lord bless that portion of his word. Let us also read, friends, the second chapter in Paul's epistle to the Colossians. Colossians chapter 2. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them of Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the Spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all things, the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment, ministered and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility, and neglecting of the body, not in any honour to the satisfying of the flesh. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, we come before thee now, begging for much needed help. Lord, do come among us and favour us to know and feel thy presence with us here tonight. Oh, we trust we can say with our friends we do desire to worship thee, our triune God. Oh, thou great God and Father, our heavenly Father, we trust we can acknowledge through what thou hast done in us and for us. We beg of thee, do grant us that we now may feel access to thee. And oh, as we come pleading the precious name of Jesus Christ, thy dear, well-beloved, only begotten Son, Lord, it is upon his merits we come pleading. Oh, nothing of ours, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to his cross I cling. Lord, do look in mercy upon each of us here, Lord. May we know those wonderful mercies in Jesus. We tried to consider just a little this morning. We know we came very short. But Lord, do come tonight and favour us. We might further feel in the part of the word, thy word, Lord, that thou didst give us yesterday. Oh, we may feel the blessedness here tonight of the Holy Spirit opening up the sacred scripture to us. And Lord, the Holy Spirit taking of the things of Jesus and revealing them unto us. Lord, we beg thee, look in mercy upon us. Thou knowest our solemn feeling of our sin and guilt. Oh, we're unworthy of the least of thy notice, Lord, we feel it. But oh, the wonder of wonders is that through and by thy amazing grace, we are favoured. No, Lord, that we felt this morning, may it continue. May we feel, Lord, the wonderful favour, thy loving kindness, thy tender mercy, and thy dealings with us to sanctify us and to prepare us, Lord, for that great day. Oh, even to prepare us for heaven. Bless the friends that they may be assured of their part in thy great salvation. Oh, Lord, thou knowest the young people. Yeah, Lord, we do hope we spoke in love and faithfulness to them this morning. And we have in our heart that strong desire and exercise for them, for their good. And Lord, that thou would bless them. Oh, Lord, we know thou canst begin in a young soul. According to thy will, thou wilt begin. And Lord, other those here, thou hast begun thy working. You know, his one is very humbled when he thinks back over all the years. And we know, as we had to do with the young people many years ago, and Lord, what thou hast done, and brought some of them to come and testify of thy wonderful love, of thy saving mercies, thy grace. Oh, are there these young ones here yet to be brought, Lord? We humbly hope so and pray it may be so according to thy will. Oh, that thou wilt bring thy sheep under Zion in the spiritual way, Lord. We know they are brought up to attend the means of grace. But Lord, it needs more than that, and the dear parents know this. And we plead with them, we plead together, that thou wouldst quicken souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me while I die. May it be manifest here yet in future days, Lord, that there are those born and born again and blessed. And oh, may there be those that shall come and testify what there was done for them. Lord, thou knowest we carry a burden for our dear, much esteemed friends here, Lord. There are those older too, whom we are confident thou hast blessed and favoured. Lord, not that we know all what thou dost know, but Lord, oh, are there those yet that shall come and tell of the wonderful love of their Lord? Oh, how he loved me and gave himself for me. Lord, is it true this time of not being in the house of God that thou hast been working, Lord? We believe thou hast. And Lord, is it now the time of favour coming together again? Is it to be, Lord, a time of much blessing and much witness, Lord? Witnessing the favoured souls, witnessing what there was done for them. Let thy work appear, Lord, unto thy servants. Oh, we have hope and we have a strong feeling of thy working, Lord, and going on to work and bless souls. Oh, may it be brought out in a public witness, Lord, of what there was done for one and another. And Lord, that they may be blessed in following thee. Oh, blessed in testifying of thee, telling of thy love, telling to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. Lord, thou knowest our burden, and with our friends, and we know it is in the dear members here, to be in exercise and prayer for this, watching for further increase. We bless thee for what thou hast done. Oh Lord, how thou hast worked. How thou hast wonderfully blessed souls here. Lord, we know, looking back years, there was a long time when there was little of thy appearing. Wonderfully there was witnessed here in recent years. And Lord, oh, we pray, Lord, so work, let thy work appear in these ways, Lord. Lord, for we meet, Lord, here tonight, we humbly hope with a desire for thy honour and glory. May our prayers be, Lord, with singleness of eye for thy glory, Lord. Thou knowest all what we need and what we need to plead for, what we need to beg for, begging mercy every hour, begging thee to attend to our cases, begging thee to help us in the journey, the hard path of the pilgrimage journey, especially some have. Lord, do give grace. We think of those wonderful words, he will give grace and glory. And Lord, we believe those words. We prove those words. We have had the witness of them, Lord, in precious souls there was blessed and taken home. The great cloud of witnesses we are compassed about with. Lord, thou knowest how we spoke, even this morning, to the young people regarding this. Perhaps they should write a list of all the people they've known. And oh, may it be like we were when we were young and there was dealing with us. Oh, how we looked at those dear godly deacons at Stockfold and others of the godly there. And we felt so unlike them, but we desired to know what they knew after they had brought us into solemn concern about our never-dying soul. And in those days of our early seeking, oh, how precious those things were, the earnestness thou gave in us seeking thee. And I sought him and I found him, we can say. Oh, the spouse said, I found him whom my soul loveth. We pray it may be so with dear souls here tonight who are seeking thee. Oh, they might come to the time, we believe they will, when they shall say, like the spouse, I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and I would not let him go. May such things be testified, Lord. This is what we long for and look for and wait upon thee for. Bless souls, Lord, do them good. Oh, feed them, favour them, Lord. Bless the young, bless older ones, those that are in the midst of the battle, in the conflict, Lord. You know, is how we touched upon it this morning regarding the battle and Satan, the arch enemy. And Lord, all that confused noise, oh, all that terrible noise, and mentioning how the guns were heard in England over the channel from France. Lord, thou knowest how in the conflict the child of God is in, there is so much which is confused noise and even acknowledged solemnly in the word and garments rolled in blood. But, oh, Lord, thy people plead and beg for thee to come and help and undertake. Satan is a tremendous foe. Oh, Lord, and all the confusion and all the conflict, Lord, and the battle. Oh, Lord, but what we desire is what we have in the word. Oh, that thou would bless thy people with peace. Peace, Lord, in this conflict. Oh, mercy, mercy and peace. Lord, we desire it, we need it. We pray for it, Lord, for thy people, each of us may know it. Oh, those favours, the sanctification of the Spirit, of the God the Father sanctifying his people. Oh, Lord, thou knowest, but we do seek tonight to come toward the end of the Epistle, Lord, thou knowest, and those wonderful things there stated. And Lord, we are aware of what is in between, in the solemn words of the Epistle of Jude. Oh, the solemn things acknowledged of enemies of the cross of Christ, solemn things acknowledged of the enemies in the last days. and all the dangers, Lord, and the pitfalls, the craft of Satan to deceive. Oh, Lord, we beg, do save us. Save us from all his wiles and snares and all the malice that he bears. And oh, bless us to know we are saved. Saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. So, Lord, we pray one for another here and desiring their good. Desiring blessing, Lord. Oh, when the favour is known of thy blessing, then thy people bless and praise thee. And we do seek, Lord, these things with a singleness of eye to thy glory. Oh, may the blessed benefits of the gospel be known tonight. And oh, may all the glory be thine. Who knoweth the lives and pathways of each one. Who knoweth how things have been, had to be different in this time, that long time we've had of lockdown, Lord. And we think of young espoused friends who do look forward to their marriage, Lord, and it has been held up in these times, Lord. Bless and help them, and may that day wonderfully appear. We think of it also, some who are waiting operations regarding their need, in their bodily need, Lord, for affliction, and they have been delayed, Lord. Oh, whether it be of one thing, the reality of one thing or another. But Lord, oh, we think of the words in the prophet. Oh, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And Lord, too, not the waters, but the favours, Lord, coming together in marriage. And when this time comes, I will be with thee. What a favour, Lord. Oh, we would trust it would have been if attended to earlier, but Lord, oh, this the main and most wonderful thing, I will be with thee. Lord, do speak and bless and favour thy people in their pathways, Lord. Oh, may they be looking unto thee and seeing thee going before them and trusting in thee, Lord, that which is appointed shall be. And Lord, all in and under thy sovereign mercy, thy sovereign love, sovereign grace given day by day. Lord, so we commend to thee our friends, oh, in all their personal pathways, Lord, thou knowest all the details we know not. But we do commend them unto thee, Lord, unto the word of thy grace. Lord, everything is clear in thy word, how thou hast appointed it. And thy people shall learn it and know it and prove it, Lord. So, Lord, we commend each of the dear friends here to thee. And many more we know and love up and down across the land. Lord, we're given to know that our dear friends in the north are listening in today. Lord, oh, we thank thee for the friends we have had given us, Lord, of thee, and the fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. We pray for all our friends, Lord, that will bless, help and favour them. And Lord, all the gatherings of thy people this night, who knoweth we were privileged to gather in our own home course this afternoon, and hear our dear younger friend, our dear friend, thy servant, preach in love and faithfulness to us. And Lord, we trust he has got on his way home and home now. And Lord, we pray thus for every gathering of thy people, that it might be like we've thought a lot of in these days and these months we've not been able to come together. That thy word says, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Now we have the favour of it restored to us, Lord. Oh, may we be blessed to feel the wonderful favour of it more than we ever did before. Lord, thou knowest we have felt solemnly concerned had we neglected to be thankful as we should have been. We trust we've learned more thankfulness for this favour of meeting together in thy house. O Lord, may we know wonderfully the favour of it and feel it more and more. And may we see thy goings in the sanctuary, even here tonight, and every time we gather. Hear us, Lord, for our country, who knoweth the sad state we're in, who knoweth how we're still under the solemn, awful state of having changed our laws and made them to become wicked laws, a number of them, Lord. And we know thou art grieved over them. Oh, Lord, could it be that this solemn judgment that's upon us and on the whole world might have an effect to cause men to consider? Oh, we know there are those that consider. But oh, may the governments of the world consider and acknowledge solemnly what they have done, how they've grieved thee, the living God. Lord, we feel we must make solemn confession of this. Oh, one of our late friends, Lord, who we were very close to, he made a statement in this way, saying, only God's people can really confess the sins of the nation, because, Lord, they only really know it. And like we read tonight, the wicked shall not understand, but God's people, thy people, shall understand. And Lord, as thou givest us the understanding of it, of what thou art doing, Lord, how thy judgments are upon us. And like as we read in Isaiah 26, when God's judgments are on the earth, upon the earth, the people of the land learn righteousness. But Lord, we sadly do not detect, we do not witness much of this, Lord. Bring it to pass, Lord. Bring it to be so. Bring it to be so that many may be brought to repentance. Make our government to be brought to repentance. Lord, oh, we beg thee, hear us for them. We cannot multiply words more now, dear Lord. But thou knowest all our heart, and the heartfelt desires and prayers of each of the dear brethren here and sisters here, and each of the people gathered that are thy people. Hear our prayers, Lord. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, Lord, forgive. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn 182. 182. If ever it could come to pass that sheep of Christ might fall away, my fickle, feeble soul, alas, would fall 1,000 times a day. Were not thy love as firm as free, thou soon wouldst take it, Lord, from me. Hymn 182.
Friends, the heading of that hymn is very applicable to us, I hope, tonight. I hope we feel that. I would direct you, friends, this evening to the general epistle of Jude. And as I said this morning, the latter verses, especially from the 20th verse. And as we may go on tonight, we'll look at these remaining verses. That is Jude, the 20th verse, we're beginning to consider tonight. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. But ye, beloved, you will remember, friends, how we spoke in beginning this morning as the way this epistle begins. And of course, considering it and acknowledging other epistles, how they begin, how the apostles were led to begin the epistles under the influence of the Holy Spirit and directing them, addressing them to particular people. And as it is here that we considered this morning, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, and his prayer and desire for them, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Now, friends, tonight, we have to begin really in the same way. Are you one of these beloved ones? But ye, beloved, what does it mean? Of course it means the characters whom God has loved from before the foundation of the world. But ye, beloved, those born of the Spirit and how are by this fact being born again, they have the witness, they are those. And as we spoke a little this morning about being called, and those solemn words, twice they're found in Matthew's Gospel. Many are called, but few are chosen. And I didn't really finish properly saying what I was going to say on that. But you see, as I said, those that were called into the vineyard to serve at different times of the day, and then they complained when they all got the same wages. Some of them complained. Of course, those that only laboured an hour did not complain. But God, the Son of God, made a most tremendous, solemn statement. Many are called, but few are chosen. The call, the true call by grace will be given to God's people to know and witness it. It is a total change of heart. It's bringing into the way of the grace of life and being born of the Spirit and called out of nature's darkness into God's marvellous light. And you will have a great and solemn, vital interest in what you are called for and unto. You see, those that laboured, they hadn't got any real care for the vineyard or all the husbandman. They were only complaining about what they received. But God's people, you see, God's call is called by grace, and it's for God's sovereign purpose, because he set his eternal love upon his people, and in time he calls them by his grace and manifests them as his. They're his children, children of God, and to be blessed to know they're joint heirs with Christ, children of the heavenly King. This is how you're called, if you're called by grace. Called out of nature. And really, truly, friends, being called by grace is such a strong, important, vital witness that we are God's children. Children of God and joint heirs with Christ. And so, leaving that now, but friends, the favour of this that is stated there to God's people, but ye beloved, ye are not as those that are mentioned solemnly in the interceding context previous to these words, but ye beloved, beloved of God, O called of God, born of the Spirit, God is dealing with us, teaching us. He is doing his work in us if we are these beloved. But ye beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, because it's God given. You're born of the Spirit, if you know this, and building up yourselves. You say, well, I've had to learn such a lot that I cannot do anything for myself. I'm not able to do anything for myself. Yes, that's what we all have to learn. But this is by faith. It is by faith. It's God's work, God's operation. God's dealing with us. God's teaching us. Building up yourselves in your most holy faith. God giving the enabling graces to his people so that they are able to feel this building up and strengthening, and with faith and hope and love, building up yourselves. But ye beloved, such favour is felt by the child of God as God works in them, in and by the operation of his Spirit. And so they're in this exercise to know and feel and taste redeeming love, building up yourselves in your most holy faith. Oh, most holy faith, because it is faith in the bleeding lamb, friends. Oh, this great favour God has revealed to us, his wonderful way of salvation. He has taught us by his Spirit, brought us to know what we sung this morning, that none but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. And so, in this way, friends, this applies to you and to me if we are in the favour of this, by the grace of God, building up yourselves in your most holy faith. See, God gives his people to have an exercise, according to his grace, his favour, to want to know and taste redeeming love, to want to know more and more of the wonders of his grace, to feed upon Christ, to feel the assurance of our part in the Redeemer's blood. This is what is given us and what it involves by the Spirit's working in us, building up yourselves in your most holy faith. And we're aware of this, friends. Every one of God's people will be aware of this, that the devil is trying to break down, knock down, bring down, pull down God's people. And you will have much of the opposite to what you do know and believe is God's sovereign purpose for you, and what you desire, your heart's desire is. Satan, one of the hymn writers says, nor will Satan spare to say, thou hast quite mistook the way. And blind unbelief is sure to err, and scan God's work in vain. But oh, God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Friends, is this given to you and to me? I hope it is. I trust it is to every one of God's people, to be praying in the Holy Ghost. One said, only while we pray we live. But God's people being born of the Spirit, made alive by sovereign grace, and God's work in them, his first work, and he going on to work in them. And God's sovereign purpose is that they shall be built up on their most holy faith, and God working in us, as we quoted this morning, to will and to do of his good pleasure. And you will know the importance and feel the importance of it, to be built up, especially when Satan is knocking you down, when Satan is doing his worst against you, when you are having to face that unequal war, when Satan is so crafty and strong and fierce and doing his worst against you. And deeply, solemnly, when God in his holy, perfect mind permits him to do such a lot against God's people. It's deeply profound. We need God to give us understanding of it. And we will have to learn of it and through it and by it. But oh, the reality is God gives his people strength for the battle, to fight the enemy, to fight with hell and sin by living faith. And this is why it is so specific, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, what God has given you to be possessor of, to have the exercise of and the influence of, the Spirit's influence giving you favour to believe, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. And I trust that in this and experiencing this, you will be feeling, God's people will be feeling more and more the preciousness of Christ. He becomes more and more precious. And the wonderful favour of finding and having access to God, your Heavenly Father, as you plead the precious name of Jesus, this is wonderfully confirming and upholding and lifting up. The experience of it is an uplifting by God. In this way, God's people prove and truly feel and prove this building up on their most holy faith. It's most holy because it's God's sovereign purpose and will. It's his love. It's his love to his people, and his people experiencing it. And ye, beloved, building up yourselves and your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. This is what is so vital, friends. Praying in the Holy Ghost. You may feel very troubled, as many have I have, about our prayers. Oh, our prayers seem so poor. And we've heard in the hymn regarding the poor. You know, we are poor. We're poor and needy. We're made to be. God's purpose is that we should be. But, oh, he blesses his people to be rich in faith. Oh, and God's servants even made very poor. And yet, as the apostle says, as poor, yet making many rich. You know, it is God's purpose to make many rich, to favour them, to bless them, his people to be blessed with all the riches of his grace. And so, here, praying in the Holy Ghost. Oh, in this way, whereby you're pleading, God will hear. You praying in the Holy Ghost, you pray to God your Heavenly Father. This is our way of communication with God, and it's in the Holy Ghost. But remember too, it's pleading the precious name of Jesus. Praying, all prayer in the Holy Ghost will be, in the reality of it, the pleading the precious name of Jesus. The name the Father loves to hear his children plead, and all such pleadings he approves and blesses them indeed, praying in the Holy Ghost. And the next verse is important for us to consider, friends. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. See, we are living our lives, each of us. We're going along across the sea of time, and eternity is before us. The judgment day is before us. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Oh, we will learn more and more. We need to be prepared. We need to be built up. We need to be lifted up in the way of the favours of God's grace and established in the faith and by God's grace become a true believer in Jesus Christ, who lives upon the merits of the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. And then, oh, keep yourselves in the love of God. Keep yourselves in, you say, well, I hope I've experienced the love of God. Let me ask the question, have you experienced the love of God? Do you know his love to you? Is his love a wonderful power that humbles you and you are blessed and favoured as you know and taste redeeming love, the love of God? Oh, the love of Christ to sinners. Oh, to know it, to experience it, to be affected under the power of the love of God, the love divine, all loves excelleth. Keep yourselves in the love of God. New friends, you will personally know and feel how this applies to you. Have you known the love of God? Have you experienced it? And if you've experienced it, you want to be in it more and more. Oh, there's nothing can be compared to that love, the love of God, the love of Christ to sinners. And so if we once taste it, we will want to know it more. We want to be in and under it more. And oh, we know, solemnly we know we cannot keep ourselves in it. But here we are exhorted, keep yourselves in the love of God. Oh, how can we? Well, it's begging the Lord to help us. Begging the Lord to keep us in exercise. Keep yourselves. And let me be very faithful and clear, friends. I do not want to make it as a kind of boast that I know anything more than you. But you see, I do know this, that if we become worldly and if we have our affection set on things that are on the earth, we are in danger of not keeping ourselves in the love of God. We are in much danger of being in a path and experience which will cause us to lose and to be in a state where we're not feeling the presence of God, the presence of Christ. Keep yourselves. God will cause his people to know their dangers. He teaches us grace. God's grace is to so favour us and that we are favoured under grace to have the dangers set before us with solemn warnings of them. And keep yourselves. Oh, how one said, dangerous is the path we go in this wilderness below. Savage beasts of every kind aiming to distress the mind. But friends, oh, how can you keep yourself? Prayer, begging God to help you. Casting your care upon him. Committing your way unto him. Keep yourselves. You know, our natural flesh, it wants the things of the world. But oh, do we know and understand the danger of it? Do we understand how it grieves God, our Heavenly Father, if we become worldly and neglectful of his great salvation? And oh, if we are involved in things that are for the satisfying of the lusts of the flesh, you know you'll never have enough to satisfy the lusts of the flesh. We do need the Lord to deal with us, and we need to be praying against Satan's temptations that we might not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, but that we might be, by God's grace, favoured to feel the holiness of God's presence with us and that we are following Christ. We're not following Satan. And remembering, friends, God's solemn word, ye cannot serve God and mammon. Oh, I'm trying to beg the Lord to teach me it more and more. I know I cannot keep myself, but I know the solemnity of this. You cannot serve God and mammon. Keep yourselves in the love of God. For if we grieve our God, he will withdraw. He will hide his face. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now, are you doing this, friends? Am I? Are we in this exercise, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life? Like we considered this morning, mercies in Jesus that exempt us from hell and save us unto heaven. And this is the good and profitable employ and exercise of the child of God, to be looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. What mercy it is! Oh, great mercy! We can never explain it. We can never extol God enough for this mercy, the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he, though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Now, friends, are we looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ? And as it says, unto eternal life. I think of it in this way. Of course, the Son of God is in heaven, highly exalted at the right hand of God, the throne of God. And oh, if we are looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, it will be in that way. For he, as advocate, as mediator, as great high priest, as intercessor, he's our all, gone to heaven, Jesus, our all, looking for and believing in him and pleading and going to God in prayer, pleading for Jesus' sake, pleading and believing he pleads for us, friends. See, he takes their poor and broken prayers and groans and presents them perfect to God the Father. You know, in this way, as we are led and blessed under the Spirit's influence, I believe we will be looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. It's all what he accomplished when he was here below. All his finished work, his all atoning sacrifice for the church, his bringing in everlasting righteousness for the church of God, and what he is attending to now. These are all under this. These facts, these glorious facts, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Oh, that we might know we have eternal life. You know, ever the Lord spoke of his sheep, I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. Well, if we are living by faith, we will be looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And then there are these words here in the following two verses, the care and concern and exercise God's people will have one for another, and for the people of God, and those that are in distress, and those that are in affliction. And I believe if we are really in the Spirit and exercise for our own soul's salvation, we will also be careful and concerned for others of God's dear people, because we will be brought to love, to know the love of Christ, and we will in that way also have love to the brethren, and sisters in Christ. And so we will be concerned, and we will have compassion. And making a difference sometimes is so much could be considered in that, where it may be even perhaps a brawl regarding something, and perhaps these cases do not fit the rule, but because of love, the love you have to the brethren, the love you have in Christ to his dear people, of some making a difference. Oh, even of maybe a rule that we would stick hard to, but because of what is needed for a particular case, and some have making a difference, have compassion making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. What does that mean? I've sometimes seen something in a fire when we've had a fire which we did not really want to get burned. And oh, foolishly we might try to grab it out of the fire and get ourselves burned. That's a kind of natural figure. But think of the what this means in the depth and reality of it. Some and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hiding even the garments spotted by the flesh. I once had to go fetch one of our children out of the public house, and I didn't want to go into the public house. I do not frequent a public house, have not at all really, but I had to go. You may have to do something because it's important for you to do it. It's vitally important. I do not know what cases may be known and had and be people, God's people are in, but you will have to pull them out of the fire. And save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. We know we cannot save our children. We cannot give them grace, but we should be ready to act and do what is needed at a particular time. Hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. But there, friends, I want to dwell on these last two verses. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, unto the only wise God our Saviour, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Dear friends, if you have felt affected, even today, under one's poor ministry, or under other dear servants of God, you do have a good ministry here. And if the preaching of the gospel has been blessed to you, if you have been favoured and God has dealt with you wonderfully in his love and mercy, well, should we not each be in these last two verses with a desire for this? You see, dear Jude, and much holy desire and exercised for the honour and glory of God. And friends, I believe as this chapel stands here, it stands here as a witness to God's honour and glory. And you gather for this. Unto him, as we quoted in prayer, shall the gathering of the people be. But oh, friends, is this what is really a doxology here? Is this in your hearts to so be desirous to be in the performance of it? In and for the glory of God now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. You may have had fearfulness much, many times, lest you should fall. Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. The Lord has kept you. Grace has kept us, kept me, you can say, to this day. Oh, do you feel it tonight? Do you have the measure of confidence to be able to say, grace has kept me to this day and will not let me go? Well, if that is your hope, if God has given you such favour, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Saviour, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. How is it? Oh, this is a desire. This is, we humbly hope, our purpose under God's grace, by God's grace. And the desire of this dear servant of God, dear Jude, under the influence of the Spirit, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Now, are you proving this, friends? Are you proving this, that your God, your Lord, your God is able to keep you from falling? And some of you can say and speak of it, how he's kept you from falling. And it might be a number of times. And you can, as it were, affirm this, like the dear servant of God here affirms it, unto him that is able to keep you from falling. And God gives you a humble trust in him, in his sovereign power, his sovereign grace. He's able to keep you from falling. He's able to do this. And you know, we have sung, if ever it could come to pass, the sheep of Christ might fall away. And some especially feel this deeply. My fickle, feeble soul at last, alas, would fall 1,000 times a day. But your Lord, your Saviour, your God is able to keep you from falling. And so tonight, as he gives you to know and feel it, oh, what is in your heart then? Unto him be glory. Glory. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Saviour, be glory. Be glory. Oh, all the glory to be God's. Oh, you say, when the benefit's felt, be all the glory thine. Do you know, have you felt, are you in and under the benefits of the gospel? Oh, that favour of hope in Christ. God's blessing, God's favouring you, God's doing you good. God giving you the favour to believe in Christ to the saving of your soul. And Christ is made so precious for you. He gives you views of him suffering in your place. The Holy Spirit gives such a view. And like one said, you hear the blessed Spirit say, well, this was done for you. See him in the gloomy garden. See him in the judgment hall. See him on the cross. Oh, and to know it was for me. He suffered, bled and died. Oh, how favoured souls are when they have this sealed to them by the Holy Spirit, that it was all what he suffered was done for me. All this was done for you. Well, friends, oh, he's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. How is he able to present you faultless? Washed in his blood, clothed in his righteousness, faultless to stand before God's throne, before the judgment throne of Christ. Faultless. Present you faultless. Present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. You know that great day that is before us each. It will be the Son of God, the judge of all the earth, and he will do right. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? You know how he spoke, how the Lord spoke to the people in his solemn ministry, perfect ministry. And in those parables he spoke. And here he spoke of those that would say in that day, I've done this and done that in thy name. We've cast out devils in thy name. And he would say, I never knew you. No souls who are relying on their own works will the Lord accept at last. It must be upon the finished work of Christ. And those that are truly brought by grace to be relying alone upon the Lord himself and all what he has done, he will present them faultless. He's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. He's able to, because he has paid the price, he has redeemed his church, he has done all things well for his people, and his people are blessed to know it. They're blessed with the seal of the Spirit in the favour of believing in Christ and receiving the atonement. You know, this is what is vital. Have you received the atonement? As God, as we know, is set in figure when Moses sprinkled all the people, as the Lord sprinkled your soul with the holy, precious blood of Christ, as he applied the remedy to you. How is it applied? It is applied by faith. Faith in the bleeding lamb. Oh, what a gift is this. Do you know this favour? Do you know your redemption redeemed by Jesus, precious blood redeemed? Well, if you have hope of this, if you have the blessing of this, in these ways of God favouring you, well, you surely must be. In exercise unto him be glory. Unto him be glory. To present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. And that's what is God's purpose for his people and what he will so accomplish for his people and bless them. To know the favour of it, the favour given them in the confidence of faith to the only wise God. And that's God Jehovah, our Saviour, who's head of the church. To the only wise God, our Saviour, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. But friends, are we in the exercise of it? Are we really desirous to give honour and glory? To glorify God? To praise God? To praise God Jehovah? To praise the Son of God? It is such a strong expression of prayerfulness, of desire. The desire of dear Jude is to the only wise God, our Saviour, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Be so, that it may be so. Well, it's the doing of the word, friends, not being hearers only, but doers of the word. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. We really are blessed. If we really are blessed with good hope through grace, be ye doers of the word, be glory. Oh, in the church, we think of how it's put in some of the Psalms, be glory in the church, both now and ever. As the people of God go on in the journey of life, be glory, may they live into the glory of God, be glory. And majesty, that glory, that which really is a wonderful acknowledgement of what God is, what he's done for me, be glory. Praising God, blessing God. Oh, in that way, beginning that theme which shall be sung forever in heaven, be glory and majesty. You know, the acknowledging of God's greatness, of his sovereignty, of his majesty. In humility and love, the child of God, so acknowledging God, all the riches of his grace, majesty. Oh, he, the mighty God. Oh, dominion. Oh, his extent of his kingdom. As his kingdom grows, and you blessed to become one of those in his kingdom, his dominion. His dominion from sea to sea. His people are that which makes up his dominion from sea to sea. Dominion and acknowledging God's wonderful way of his extending his family, building his church. Dominion and power. Power. Oh, we will come to the end and concluding tonight on this, the power of the love of God, the power of the love of Christ, and that which gives in the powerful influence of it in the child of God, even to have power which is inward wrought by God, to praise God from whom all blessings flow. He causes his people to extol him, to lift him very high, to praise God from whom all blessings flow. And there's a desire for this. And I feel it among you tonight, the desire for you here, that this may be fulfilled even yet soon in the house of God here again, and it may be again and again, to the only wise God, our Saviour. You know, as God teaches us, we know that God alone, our God, is the only wise God. And oh, wonderfully he bestows wisdom on his people, gives them grace, the graces of his Spirit. And they, under the favour of having the graces of his Spirit, they then desire to honour God and glorify God. If we are really truly blessed and feel the wonders of redeeming love, I believe with that God will cause us to have within us a real strong loving desire and loving return to God. And we will be in this last verse, to the only wise God, our Saviour, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Now. I was thinking of it the other day, what my godly mother said to me as she made some things known of how she was exercised as to go before the church at Hope Stockfold and follow the Lord. And she told me how she spoke to one of the deacons when she saw him, not at chapel, but when he was about his work, and she met him. And she said to him, she quoted to him, and I humbly hope this is applicable to some soul more here tonight. And the words were these, and now my willing footsteps move in his delightful ways. Yes. Oh, it's in this, friends, to the only wise God, our Saviour, your Saviour, your dear Redeemer, your Lord, he who shed his blood for you, he who paid that utmost price for you, redeemed you, bought you back. Redemption is God buying back his people when they've sold themselves away by sinning. Oh, to the only wise God, our Saviour, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. And if we begin it, as God would cause us to begin to desire this and to give honour to God, it's forever and ever, friends. We begin here on earth to sing the song of the redeemed, which will be sung forever and ever in glory, to the praise of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. in remembering this, especially praising the Saviour, because when the Son is honoured, the Father is honoured too, and God's people, they go on extolling God and praising God forever and ever they will. Oh, we hope we have the prospect of it through him that loved us and gave himself for us. I have to leave it now, friends. There's so much more in this that some much more able ministers could bring out. But oh, may what we've sown today be blessed to you and to God's honour and glory. Is my heart's desire and prayer. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
The collections collected during the past week amounted to £600, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. John Rose is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Charmley next Lord's Day. Let us now close with hymn 766. Sovereign grace, our sin abounding, ransomed souls, the tidings swell. 'Tis a deep that knows no sounding, who its breadth or length can tell. On its glories let my soul for ever dwell. Hymn 766.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything there is seen amiss. Bless thy word to us, Lord, more and more. We commend to thee thy dear people here and any others of our dear friends that have been listening tonight. May we have further meditation upon thy word, Lord, each of us, and help us, Lord, to live to thy praise. Think of the words of the apostle when he testified, "The life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." May we be blessed in this way as he was. Lord, help us each. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.